Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
On April Fool's Day on the wheat trade, as the wheat trade performed quite well yesterday, as did corn and soybeans after the big USDA crop report, which will show us the smallest wheat acreage since 1919. But then again, we do grow a lot more wheat per bushel, per acre, than we did in 1919. Still, with the dryness out in the western wheat belt, they sniffed possible rain maybe 9 days out inside the 10-day forecast. And so that took the wheat trade, the legs out from underneath it, sending it sharply lower today, which pulled on the corn and the soybean market. But since we are coming to the noon hour, soybeans are almost unchanged on the day as the crush spread unwinds, soybean oil coming down with the crude oil back under $100 a barrel. President Trump's going to talk to the nation tonight, thinks he's got the Iranian war all wrapped up, except for the Strait of Hormuz is still closed and probably closed this week and next week. And who knows what happens over a three-day weekend. Everything happens over the weekends. But for now, crude oil's down, so soybean oil is sharply lower, while the beans unwind their crush spread, corn following in the wheat market. And so wheat with Kansas may contract down 23 cents, 612 and a half, July losing 21 and a half cents, 627 and a quarter. In Chicago, we're down 22 cents, may contract 594 and a quarter, July off 20 and a half cents, 606. The corn market for May off 4.5 cents, 453 and a half, July down 4 at 464 and a quarter. December new crop corn down 3, 481 and a quarter. I missed Minneapolis wheat. We got to go back. May Minneapolis wheat off 17 and a half cents at 641. That's with 400,000 acres less than what they thought we were going to have yesterday and quite a bit less than last year. July Minneapolis wheat down 17 cents, 655. And the September new crop off 16 and a half cents, 671 and three quarters. Now in the soybean market, depending on how many minutes you want to hang with me, we're only down 2.75 cents on the July contract right now. For beans, 11.83 and a quarter, down 2.25 for November new crop, 11.55 and a quarter. Meal up $2 a ton, 3.18.30, while May soybean oil down a penny and 65 at 67.23. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast. You need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. Cattle market, sharply higher again today. They started wobbling this morning like they were going to go lower, but the storm setting in for the Midwest is going to be limiting the movement of cattle. The cattle trade board doesn't like that. They want to see cattle moving, and so they're bidding it up again. April cattle up 67 cents, 243.70. June up 70 cents, 243.97. August up 50 cents, 240.30. In the feeder cattle, April, $1.65 higher, 370.75. May up $1.60, 368.07. While October is up 245 at 361.77. Hogs mixed, down 10 for June, 104.95. July up 32 cents, 107.55. And the metal market up $126.40 at $4,805. May silver up $1.11 at $76.03. While the Bitcoin contract today, we are up $520 at $68,570. Crude oil down $2.18 on the May contract, $99.17. Gasoline for May off 12 cents a gallon, $3.08.5. Diesel fuel May down 10 cents a gallon, $4.25. Wow, almost underneath $4 on diesel. Any questions, you can find us at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.